Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
Sandsmash Radio, don't build a well on a hill.
Hey everyone, our sister show Plumbing the Death Star is doing another live show. It's on Friday the 4th of November at the Eureka Hotel in Richmond, Melbourne. You can purchase your tickets online and all the details are in the show notes below and we hope to see your handsome faces then. Also, if you want to listen to Jackson DMing his way through a dinosaur theme park adventure, we've got a couple of announcements. Dinosaur Park, the 1986 tabletop RPG, is now available for free on iTunes. The first four episodes are available right now, and every subsequent episode will be released every Saturday. Of course, the complete adventure is available on the Patreon Dropbox or at sanspantsradio.podkeep.com. And speaking of Podkeep, the direct sequel, Dinosaur World, the post-apocalyptic RPG for ages 10 and up, is available for a limited price of £12.50. We also have a very limited run of USB tapes over at audiobooksontape.com because after we'd sent everything off to the printer, we found out that Jackson had another installment in the works to complete, and I quote, his trilogy. So, as of recording, there's only 10 left, has exclusive cover art, and each purchase will have early access to Dinosaur Universe when that's ready as a digital download. All the links are in the show notes. Now, enjoy the show.
Welcome to episode 5 of Hus Verma Pride, a D&D's for Nerds adventure. Previously.
Writhing tentacles protrude from its head.
Oh my god.
Growing direct.
As you wish. Huh?
You wish.
God. Wesley, that attitude.
Let's not forget that. Let's not recall the sentence of Griff Bumbong Griff, who's rotting in a barrel far away from here.
Edric, you just hear someone whisper the words into your ear. Get out. And then the torch goes out.
Ah!
What is that, a cantrip?
I literally asked Adam as Griff Pum Pum Griff for the worst spells.
And
I did five.
Your spell's useful.
Four less points of strength.
Oh, whoa.
They must be enfeeblement.
Is poison.
It's a spider. It's not got no concept of honor.
Yeah.
A
what?
You agreed, Adam. It's too late.
Daniel starts freaking out as well because you turned into a bear.
I like put my hands up like it's fine.
I think she's a bear forever. We've lost her. Let's put her out of her misery. Someone get the crossbow.
What curse is this? Are you a werewolf?
I roll my bear eyes and lollop off through the web.
Through the webbing that you're becoming more and more entangled in, you can see more of the cave network beyond.
Let's chuff on off.
Yep. Yeah. I'll head on through the caves.
Okay.
Now
so I'm just going to stop you right there because you get entangled again in the web.
Oh,
wet.
My goodness.
Eventually, you figure out that you just need to burn your
way
through
the
web.
I get the torch and burn.
Yeah,
the
that's
web.
Right. I'm no longer holding my torch. But I got
the corridor ends in a T intersection. It ends in a T intersection going north and south.
Let's go.
Past the webs.
Yeah, past the webs. Moving past the webs. T intersection going north and south.
Can I cast?
Can you talk to?
You're an animal.
I'm an animal. I can't cast shit.
Nah.
I just stand there like on my haunches, like.
I don't know where to go next.
Cassius, do you want to go south?
Mr. Fists is still on your shoulder.
That's like a bear walking along with Mr. Fists on my head. Like,
I'm imagining like you were like open your mouth every now and then and Mr. Fist like cleans in between your teeth.
Good.
We're a fucking Disney movie right now.
Yeah. I was like, so Cassius, do you want to take Mr. Fists and Wesley south? And we'll go north, and if you get into trouble, Wesley will know and we'll come.
Yeah.
Likewise, Wesley, can you, is the communication both ways? Well, I'm looking at you, Wesley. Zilly, is the communication both ways?
In what sense? Can he talk to me?
No, yeah. If he feels that you're in danger.
What spell is this, sorry?
No, just if
her familiar. If Ali's in danger, Zilly's
oh,
in danger,
you can, like,
Wesley,
communicate
no?
danger. Yeah. The effect lasts for about, I think it's 100 miles.
Okay,
that's
so
a long way.
If
we'll
you're
fine.
In danger, if we're in danger, if we come across something, Wesley, I want you to tap Cassius on the paw back right.
I'll explain this to Wesley because I don't think you can
I'm
talk
explaining
to
it to you.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Tap right and then Cassius come to us, all right? Unless
wait,
we
are we
your...
splitting up?
Unless, yeah.
Why?
Which way do we go, Daniel?
We try both directions. It's foolish to split up this group. You think you are, Fred?
That's
I ain't no Daphne, you motherfucker.
I was
all
like, right, where let's... are we going? Oh, Scooby-Doo.
Okay. Okay. Let's go north then.
Okay, you head north first.
Yeah.
You come to like another stone door. This one is also engraved with some sort of elf. Different one, but similarly, like, you know, created door. There's no ice on this one. You want to, you can use
Cassius,
your words.
Do you want to open that door?
Or I want to cast a, I want to history that elf again. I won't be able to communicate it, not but I might know.
No, you still don't.
I burst through the door.
You burst through or you open?
I burst through.
He's a bear. He can't open a door.
I can't open a door. I'd just be like, meh, with my little bear hands.
You might have to because you failed to break the door down.
All right, I turn around and give you a sheepish bear look.
I open, like, the door. Is it a push-in door or a pull-out door?
It's got, like a push-down handle.
I, like, push down the handle and open...
And open the door, yeah.
Open the door.
Okay. So...
How are we fighting now?
Not fighting none. A trap door opens beneath you. I'll say Cassius probably Cassius. Has her hind feet, like, such that you don't fall into the trap proper, but Edric, you definitely do fall.
And having a rogue sucks.
Yeah, I know. How good are rogues?
It was like this bit, side story. Remind me of this later. Right.
I'll forget.
We all will.
Yeah, you will. Ooh, okay. So, you fall about 15 feet and take 4 points of damage.
Ah, that's not too bad.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
Appear over.
Oh my god.
Hoist, like, I like, see, give me your bear paw.
Can my bear paw reach? It's 15 feet.
It's pretty far. You might need some rope.
All my hemp and rope is inside me currently. I like mime. Oh god.
All right, Adam.
I'm mime patting
Cassius,
my pockets.
You get weaker.
And... Oh yeah, I'm poisoned. Why do I never remember I'm poisoned?
Oh no, another 4 points.
I'm
You're like weaker than you were as Cassius.
No, you're a bear.
Vicks Vaporub? Is that what you were miming?
You have cure poison. But then you got an obvious bear, so look, I don't know. That's up to you. I can't communicate this at all.
Nope.
Do I have cure poison?
Am I poisoned as well?
I have detect
you
poison.
You can definitely feel the sickness in your veins, like your body is heating up uncomfortably, despite the fact that it's terrifically cold in here.
Oh, I feel sick.
And there's like this pounding in your head.
I don't think it'll fix poison.
Cure.
Daniel, can you throw me a...
don't affect poisons.
Never mind.
Daniel, you throw me a rope.
Yeah, I'll throw you down.
Daniel, or one of them lowers you a rope.
Yeah.
Cool.
And you climb up.
I think I'm getting... I think that spider bite did something to me.
Oh, you poisoned too.
Yeah, they both got bit.
They got it.
Do we have...
You can see now, because the door was open, you can see into the room beyond. It's very similar to the one... Shut up. It's very similar to the one that had the cave-in, except this room doesn't have a cave-in and is complete. You can just see rows of corpses. A lot of the room is cast in shadow because you're not in the room proper and the light and stuff. But it looks like it might... This one also might only have one entrance exit.
Sort of call out hello again.
Nothing. You can actually, now that all that business with the trap door is over, you guys can start hearing the...
Oh my god.
Kind of take a step in and look around with a light.
I don't know how to fix you, Ben.
You step across the trap?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, you can do that. It's like a light jump, but you can do it.
Can I?
You can... Yeah, it's not that big a jump.
Okay. Anyone? I have delay poison, which delays it for 5 hours because I'm level 5, but...
You're a baby.
I'm already 8 points of strength down. So, like, I'm just... I guess it'll stop it getting worse.
Yeah,
and
well,
I'd have to stop being a bear as well.
That's true.
So, you can't give up being a bear.
That's my biggest dilemma.
What does Cassius want to do?
Stay a bear.
Man, she's staying a bear.
You motherfucker.
Imagine I'm just going to become so weak I just fall asleep.
Curl up.
Curl up and die.
You get zero strength, you become paralyzed.
How do I get strength back, Adam?
This poison, well, yeah, even with limited knowledge, you understand... with this poison, it'll probably, like, just slowly come back to you day by day.
Oh, okay.
It'll take you 8 days to fully recover, though.
Whoa. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Unless you find, like, a cleric who can help you.
But I know
Mistra
this?
Could help you, actually. She knows a lot about this. If you can get back to her, she can fully heal you.
I'm going to come out of being
it's
a bear.
3 days, okay. Though.
Yeah. I'm super unhappy about it, though. God damn it!
As soon as you're not turn a back werebear. Into a bear, I'll be like, hey,
the curse is lifted!
I give him just like a look like, shut up! I'm gonna cast stop poison or whatever it is
okay.
On me.
Oh, delay. For those what of you, delay them. Poison, I'm not sure if it helps you after the fact.
It stops it getting worse, I think.
Oh,
where okay. Is it? Neutralize. Oh no, it's neutralized. Could have used that before. Where the fuck are you? Reduce poison. I saw you before.
They're in alphabetical order. Oh. Like, it's not that hard.
Christ, Jack.
Oh, that's no. That's
I'm looking at it now. Subject becomes temporarily immune to poison. Any poison in his system?
No, wait. I thought I had one.
Maybe you're thinking of this one.
I wasn't thinking of neutral.
Okay, yeah. So you become... No. I just read it.
Yeah.
You become temporarily immune, but any poison that's already affected you continues to affect
whatever,
you.
Whatever. It's not going to get worse.
Yeah, so you're going to cast that on yourself?
Yep.
Okay.
What did you just do then?
Now the poison's not going to get worse. We're poisoned. We're both poisoned.
Can you do that to me?
Sure.
Oh, thank God.
I'll do it the same.
Okay.
Do I feel better?
You don't feel better.
Worse? You don't feel worse?
Yeah, you don't feel worse, but you don't feel better either. In this room, you can see set up against the opposite wall is this magnificent... Well, maybe not completely golden. You haven't checked, but golden statue of of the same elf that you saw on the door. It's like insanely intricately carved, and at the base of it, there are two chests.
Huh. Cassius.
Yes.
Quick question.
Yes.
As an aside.
Uh huh. I'm listening.
Are you a werebear?
It's just a druid thing, mate. Once a day, I can become a bear. I tried to make that clear as a bear, but clearly. Yeah,
so
no, no such thing. Well, there is such thing as a werebear, but I'm not one. Yes, Zelly.
I'd like to look at you longingly because I'm like, I want to learn how to turn into a bear. That's magic. Can you teach me that magic?
Do you ask me that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then you'll probably have to explain about it.
I will sit you down and explain that.
Sit me down like you're telling me my parents are dead. Go on.
Look, Zelly, you know, you're a sorceress. I'm a druid. It's different magic.
Okay.
So right. You're not.
You could theoretically teach her.
Eventually, I could make you a bear. Well, I guess it's not that good. It's pretty good. It's actually the bloody best.
I just have this moment where I realize I'm like, oh, that's why Mistra loved you more.
Yeah, this is super awkward. I'm gonna open one of those chests.
Nah, it's all right. Figure it out.
I'm gonna inspect the chest, or he's gonna open one.
I'm just gonna all right barrel in and chuck one open. It's gonna be a mimic.
Oh my god!
Bet you a bloody dollar. It's a sand dollar.
A sand dollar?
It's a kind of fish.
Oh,
it isn't.
Oh.
You open the chest, and as you open it, it gives like this creaking, like, sound. And you also feel like you hear, get out.
No!
Mixed in with that.
You're not the boss of me, ghost!
Inside the chest is a set of tools. You have no idea what they're for.
Thieves' tools?
It's an elaborate, large
set of tools. I pointed out to you guys. And shrug.
Do I know?
Nope.
Does anyone
any of
know?
Surely I read about it.
Nope.
What do the tools look like?
If you had to guess, like, you think they might be torture implements? Like, you can't imagine. Like, there's all
Let's
like a complete set of different, like, tongs and scissors, and you can't imagine that they could be used for anything other than inflicting pain. They look wicked and awful.
Let's leave them.
Leave them.
Best not touch them. Chest number deuce.
I ready my warhammer.
I fling it open. Still mad that I'm no longer a bear.
Who's standing next to the chest?
I'm opening it.
Shuck
it
not.
Is anyone else standing next to it?
No, I'm like...
I bet he's going to open it and it's going to be cure light.
Exactly how far away are you?
Five feet.
5 feet, Edric. How far away are you, Zilly?
8 feet.
8 feet?
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to align to the grid, mate.
What? Oh, sorry, it's I don't know.
Intervals of five.
Five? Yeah. I get 10 then.
Okay, 10 feet away. Okay, you open the chest, and this one is identical.
But it just says get out, and there's torture.
No, nothing happens. Like, inside is identical, but you don't hear that get out sound.
I just turn around and shrug.
Okay, what is in it?
Just the same bloody tools from before.
Mm. Okay, now you all hear it. This wailing, moaning noise coming from the doorway you all came through. Get out! Everything goes dark.
Oh my god.
Ah!
I assume you're going to just straight away light it again?
Of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think all three of us, let's light a torch.
So do you all have torches to light?
I don't know. Oh, yeah, wait, hold on.
I have alchemist's fire.
Alchemist fire is like a...
It's like a bomb. I'm not going to throw
napalm.
An alchemist fire.
It's napalm.
I might throw it at the ghost, but...
Hang on.
I have paper. That's not going to help. I can start a fire, but I have nothing to hold. Oops.
Okay, so, when you light the torch again, Edric, you distinctly see, like, the outline of a figure, like a tall, lanky figure with long, matted black hair, wearing some sort of, like, white robe, standing in the doorway, but then, like, in an instant, it's gone.
Ghosts! Mm. I'm going to chase it.
You didn't see it.
Oh, that's true. I didn't.
Only Edric saw it.
I still yell ghosts.
I'm just going to draw my war hammer and just have it there, ready to swing.
Cool. Why'd you take out your hammer?
I describe what I saw.
I chase after it.
Okay, well, you're going to jump across the gap again?
Oh, it went back,
It was in the doorway and then it just disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
In the doorway, standing on the pit trap, I'd like to say.
Don't chase the ghost. I don't think it was a ghost. It wasn't ethereal.
Well, then we can corner it.
Potentially.
That's enough for me!
I'll jump the pit trap.
You don't need to roll.
Okay. I'm going to just run until... Because it was a dead end, yeah? We fought the crawling chaos.
There was a T intersection that you came from. Yeah, you can run like back the way you came or the other direction. Basically,
can I try and track it?
Can I track a ghost?
It's not a ghost!
Can I do detect magic?
Detect no tracks in the dust.
Mm. Yeah, can
on
I
on the
just,
stone floor.
Can I... Oh, will detect magic help at all?
You can try... Do you remember how many spells you've used today, by the way?
I wrote them down.
Oh, good for you.
Because I'm a good girl.
You are.
Opposed to Jackson.
I never did.
Get another gold star. Pum-pum-griff,
listeners. Griff-pum-pum-griff had infinite gold spells
scars.
Because Adam didn't pay attention.
You don't want
attention.
That. What?
Nothing. Carry on.
How many?
You get negative gold star.
How many zero level spells do I have?
I got a black hole.
Okay, so one of the columns says spells.
Oh no, I can see it. It's a
spell
six.
Slash day. That's how many.
Yeah, it says six. I'd like to use detect magic, please.
Okay, so you concentrate on trying to detect the magic around you. Say some magical words.
Mm-hmm.
There's like you detected this before, and you saw a faint aura of necromancy. From everywhere, and
guys,
that is still here.
Guys, there's necromancies everywhere.
I can taste them in the air.
Other than that, though, you can't detect any other types of magic.
Have we been to every room yet, or is
that... No. It's like that.
Go to the other end.
After you passed the spiders, you got to that T intersection.
Right.
You turned right.
Mm.
There's still the left.
I'm gonna run that way because
just on your own.
Nobody followed me.
Good.
I'm gonna
unless
you,
people follow.
Cassius, hold, guy. I turn to Daniel and Zilly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be cautious, okay? Just watch your rear guard, okay?
Okay. All right. I want to be, like, very, like, showing, like, I'm an independent lady who follows instructions occasionally.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Sometimes you gotta.
Yeah.
Yeah, you give that look that says, I'm an independent lady who follows instructions sometimes. Just that look.
That classic look.
Everyone here can just close their eyes, not if you're driving, close your eyes and just imagine that look.
Yeah, do I get that look? Do I understand what you say?
Well, because no? I don't understand that look, right, to be honest.
No.
Good, I know.
To be honest, you should misinterpret that look, actually. You did pretty poorly on that role.
You hitting on me? Is it?
All right. Daniel, stay close to me.
You're like, he's so weird.
Daniel charges off to Cassius.
Daniel, stay close to Zilly. No.
You can hear his like heavy footfalls.
Boom, 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 boom. I chase up. Yes, boom, I guess boom, I chase boom, after boom, you two boom, assholes. Yes.
I'm going to fight you, ghost. Face me like a man!
Okay, you keep walking and you come to another one of those, the iron doors with a, like, an engraving of an elf in it.
I want to roll again. I'm going to figure out one of these.
Hey! Hey! Who this is?
Finally! Who is it? Some guy. Some fucking guy.
Some elf.
Some
dude,
elf cunt, whatever. He was
champion.
Hey, what up, mate?
He was a spooky man. Who was actually not a man, but an elf, and he turned into a spider.
Is that what I learned? It's like, he was a ghost, and is a ghost, and is behind you.
He's always appearing behind you, especially you, Cassius.
And then that I punched the door to death, because how dare it know my name?
Exactly. Rude.
You know the elf as, I'm going to butcher the pronunciation here.
No elves listening will mind.
Gade Hroth Calmseer.
Gade Hroth.
Gade, H-R-O-T-H.
Yeah, Calmseer?
Calm. Like the opposite of what you are. Calmseer.
Do I know anything about him?
You know...
Did he have necromantic intentions?
No, you just know that he was the head of like a big elven house way back in the day before the elves lost all of this land to you. To your people, quotation marks, your
my
people.
My people, come
you're
on.
You're a dwarf, you know, whatever. You might as well be one of them. It's complicated.
Hasfirma
pride. I'll burst through the door then.
Oh, okay. Hang on.
Cassius Christie.
Bursting
through doors.
Fuck it up, fuck boys.
Fucking up, fuck boys. That's the dream. And this spectral fuck boy.
You slam into the door and take... 3 points of damage.
Oh!
How far away are we?
You ricochet off it chaotically. The door is jammed shut.
Daniel, the door's jammed shut. Why didn't you tell me?
Daniel jogs up behind you. I didn't see the door.
Help me, Daniel.
Is he gone? I can't. You're like, you turn to him. You realize he's left the torch. Well, he didn't have the torch, but the torch is with Edric.
Oh, so he doesn't know where anything
is. He's like,
he's
kind of bumbling around a little
super
blind.
Super dark.
It's oh, yeah, you I need dark vision to see.
I can see fine.
Ooh, what's low light vision? Can Wesley see?
Low light vision means that you can see twice as far in low light conditions as a regular human could.
Is this low light?
Dark.
This would be considered low light. Yes.
Yeah. Oh. What? I'm gonna ask Wesley. What does he see?
You have a. It's around your neck. I have a torch. We're so close.
Yeah, never mind.
You don't really need Wesley's help. Like, yeah, he can see
I
further,
see the back
but
of
you don't
head
need
his holding a torch.
What the hell, Zilly?
Okay, I'm going to give Cassius and Daniel another round before the more cautious Zilly and Edric reach them.
All right.
You going to try and break down the door again?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good.
I'm
a happy little... You break the door.
Take that door!
Okay. Hang on. Let me get the next
We're
encounter
get
ready.
That would be bad for both of us. I need to find out who the hell he is first. Roses.
If Daniel dies, I'm abandoning the blacksmith. Okay? I don't want to have to face him and be like, I got your son killed.
You got your son killed.
That
I'm
seems
sorry.
That
I'm
seems like. Fair. We still go back to town.
Carl Hoss.
You're going to like this picture.
Sorry, but goodbye.
I am an excited little bitch.
Okay, you open this door, and like the other three rooms before it, it's like some sort of mausoleum or like a crypt. Basically, like coffins are lined up on the walls, and there's a lot of them. Except pretty much all of them have been dragged off of their racks onto the floor, broken open, and the remains are like scattered all over the floor.
Ew.
Disgusting.
As you burst down the door, two creatures kneeling among the remains turn around to face you.
Oh, what do they look like? Dear. I'm afraid.
This foul creature appears more or less humanoid, but has matted, decaying flesh drawn tight across clearly visible bones.
Ew.
It is mostly hairless and has a carnivore's sharp teeth. Its eyes burn like hot coals in their sunken sockets.
What on earth are we facing?
Something fucking... That's rad! Is it a ghoul?
I think it's a...
Well, yeah, good job looking at the fucking title.
My eyes are too bad to read that.
Are we fighting a... What's the difference between a ghoul and a Zambo?
Well, we'll see if you know.
I was asking as Ali.
Oh, as Ali?
Yeah, what's the difference?
I don't want to tell you.
Oh, see, that was a trap.
This is, you know, a little...
Come on now, a little bit of history.
Sorry, I forgot.
A little bit of history.
All right, so after we die, he might tell us. Okay?
Maybe.
Oh, good. No one knows. Like, I can't even... I wouldn't even be bothered rolling. No one can succeed on this.
That's the best.
All right, then.
Okay. Now we're going to initiative.
Yay!
Is there any fire in the room?
We're not there yet.
There's no fire except what you bring.
We're not there.
Oh, I thought we were all together.
No, you're about to get there.
Like idiots.
Like champions.
Idiots.
Well, dead champions, maybe.
Hey, Adam,
I'll throw a torch at one of them.
Call lightning. Does that work underground?
Yep. It's more effective during a thunderstorm, but it works underground.
Well,
wait, hang on. Does it work underground in that it will strike the ground above us?
No, it'll hit the intended target.
That would be all super right. funny. Just
it
like,
would
it's
be,
not work.
No, it's not how it works.
Like, it zooms out to the crypt. Yeah. Like, it's...
A lot of wolves being like, the fuck is this? I could have been a bear for this fight, just saying.
Well, you spooked us.
I could have been a bear, a baboon.
You could have told us that you could have this ability and maybe we wouldn't have been scared.
I could have been a squid for this fight, just saying.
Daniel was frightened.
Everyone was frightened.
You could be an awesome squid for this fight, but whatever.
I get very confused as to, because I pretty much feel like I've been locked in a hut for a good while. Just reading a lot of books. So I'm like, I know what's going on. I don't know. When I was reading, was I reading spell books? Was I reading history books? Or was I just reading fairy tales?
Nordic fairy tales. Both of them charge down at you, Cassius and Daniel.
Uh-oh.
As soon as they come within 10 feet of you, this stench, this awful, like a corpse that has been left to rot for decades, beseeches you.
Am I going to throw up?
Are we doing a constitution
Daniel does,
roll?
You don't.
Daniel, you're throwing up like an idiot.
Yeah, Daniel's going to be... Daniel's having a time. One of them attacks you and Cassius, and one of them attacks Daniel.
All right.
I'm going to get him killed.
No, I can't let him die. I got to find out who he is.
That's true.
Otherwise, I'm like, I came back to this podunk town for fucking nothing. God damn it.
Is there D&D tattoo removalist as well?
Sure, there's a spell.
Oh, no.
Is that a new Adam?
That's a new Adam.
That's where I'm in trouble.
No. Oh, crit.
Crit hap
for them, so crit sad for us.
But for which... Me, I know it's me. I know it's me, it's not Daniel.
Yeah, you're a clever one.
Adam wouldn't be as happy if it was for someone not too happy.
For someone Cassius, who you made a backstory for.
The ghoul grabs you by the shoulders, and it means to try to bite you in the neck, but it headbutts you before it bites you in the neck.
Awesome.
You hear an audible cracking sound.
Oh, my.
Not from the ghoul.
Oh, no.
Oh,
I really want to just headbutt it back, but I feel like that'll make the crack wider.
Like he's broken his cranium or nose.
Okay, so Cassius, 2 points of damage to you.
Oh, that's nice.
But
though.
It's always that just like, but you're blinded by blood.
Yeah.
I imagine maybe my left is right and my right is left from now on.
Yeah. You've lost an eye.
Yeah.
You take 1 point of wisdom and intelligence damage.
That's
guys,
bad.
I just got brain damaged.
Oh no!
Literally, yeah, this is the D&D brain damage.
That's awesome. I might end up a vegetable.
That makes your spells weaker as well.
I wonder if so you
is that,
just
is
had
is
one.
Is that permanent?
Not permanent.
I'll need to see a cleric, I assume.
Because that's very funny if it is.
It'll, like, heal over time, but it'll take a while.
We'll get a potion. Sure. Yeah, we'll be fine.
Let's
and
have
then,
a sneaky nap.
Yeah, yeah.
And then...
Oh, the other one. Oh boy. Oh, dear. Nah, whatever. I'll be fine. Fuck. I'm Cassius.
Oh, you're a fucking lucky one. Okay, from where it bites you, you feel, like, this numbness spread out, and you realize that that entire, like, half of your body is now numb completely.
Do you turn into a ghoul now?
Any day now.
Yeah. Hey, Adam, if he kills the king ghoul, does that mean he becomes the king of the ghouls?
Is that how he's rolling?
Looks like it.
I like
you need
how...
to make two different fortitude saves every time they bite you.
That's the best.
Two different things.
I like how every time we get a new monster, we're always like, hey, Adam, if we kill the big one, do we become the king of the monsters?
No.
Like,
any
no.
Really?
No.
Okay, you're on scene.
Yay!
You're like close enough that if you wanted to attack from range, you could.
Yes, okay. I would like to tell Edric to throw the torch in.
That's my turn. Throw the torch in. I can't.
Throw the torch in.
That's your turn.
Trust.
That's my turn.
Well, hold on. Can I tell him to throw
the
torch?
You can,
as a free action, grab the torch off him if he's willing.
Yeah.
I would like to take the torch off him and then throw it in.
Yeah. Adam is sad.
Throw it in or throw it at them?
How far away is Cassius and Daniel?
They're about, I'd say, 20 feet from you.
No, 20 feet from the ghouls?
They're standing next to the ghoul. They're like bearing down on them.
Nah, do it.
I don't want to burn to death as well as get ghoul rot and brain damage.
I got this theory we can heal you.
All right, sick.
I would like to take the torch, Adam, and then throw it in.
Just into the room?
Yes.
Okay.
Just.
Are you telling me you're grabbing it? He's like, oh, what are you doing?
Yep.
Okay.
You don't even make it to where Cassius is.
Oh.
The torch, like, lands in between the two of you.
I want to, like, shoot you a look, like, what was that?
You didn't, you barely even
noticed
that.
Yeah, I'm barely even conscious.
There's a ghoul, like, biting you in the neck.
Oh, you do take a moment to admonish Zilly.
I'm just like,
Zilly.
Just a second ghoul. Zilly, what the hell?
Edric,
mm-hmm.
You're 20 feet away as well. If you wanted to, no. Daniel and Cassius are kind of actually taking up the room. You can't reach them with melee combat.
You got a bow, right?
Can I charge and just grab Daniel and move him out the way?
You can try.
I want to do that. I want to get Daniel out of the way of being bit by a
Daniel's
going to
protect
ghoul.
little Danny Dan.
Cassius, look, I'm still thinking that she can maybe take care of herself.
I'm fine.
Although I'm now doubting it because I'm like, what is she?
Just who's she been hanging out with?
One bad move. One bad move, and I'm et by a ghoul.
I thought she was on the level.
You grab him by the scruff of the back of his neck and try to drag him back. But it's like trying to move a fucking boulder. He doesn't move.
Tug of war with his zombie.
You hear him like just snarl like a freaking dog.
Oh, God.
He's in this fight to the conclusion.
Maybe he's a ghoul now.
Speaking of Daniel.
Swore Daniel. You
he bellows like something in Nordic, like die beasts or something like that. And he's like I said, he's frothing at the mouth.
Ew. He is turning into a ghoul. That's how it works, isn't it?
Or he's a barbarian.
He's a barbarian.
Oh.
You know, what the fuck ever, right, guys?
I don't know what
that means. Classic D&D classes, barbarian fighter ghoul.
I don't even care that you don't know.
Oh, mate. Oh, no.
No, barbarian, he's fine. He's tough. He's a tough little boy.
He swings with the spiked chain. The chain, like, wraps itself around the body of one of the ghouls.
Imagine if he saves us.
The chain crackles with electricity as well.
Woo!
He's fucking hardcore. Maybe I'll bang him again.
Oh, well,
if I banged him the first time.
Yeah, we have
time.
To find out.
Had him doing some quick math.
Dealing.
Math.
Shut up. Dealing 17 points of damage.
I have, look smart enough.
Okie dokie. And now it is. Cassius is done. I was about to call you Colossus.
I wish.
Cassius Colossus and rumble in the jungle.
I want to take a 5-foot step. Call lightning. Does that happen on this turn or the next?
It would happen on this turn, yeah.
I'll take a step back and call lightning on the ghoul.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Let me quickly look up the area of that spell.
I'm sorry if I killed everyone.
Not even Matt.
Not even a ting, Cassius. Yeah, man,
you...
At this point, you're just accepting that you're going to fail your quest, Edric.
Yeah, I'm like, not only am I going to get Daniel killed, but I'm probably going to get Karl Hoff killed.
Mm-hmm.
And my two childhood friends.
Are you becoming suspicious that maybe Karl...
Oh, you are so lucky. This is like a pinpoint fucking strike. Are you going to hit your one or the one that Daniel hit? Daniel, like, crippled, like, he crushed this thing's chest.
I'll kill my one. He's okay. Doing fine.
You'll try to.
I'll kill him in one.
I'll one-shot this
confidence
motherfucker.
Confidence is what you need in D&D. Confidence if you is tell Adam Well,
with your
confidence.
Weakened wisdom
yeah.
from the blow to the skull, you're not as good at aiming the call lightning as you should.
Uh-oh. Oh,
and no. The ghoul is only going to take half damage.
Hey.
That's still pretty
That's
good.
Still pretty bloody ripper
like,
of
give
a
yourself
joke.
A pat on the back.
Oh, like, additionally, good. Like, instead of taking a regular action... you can just call another lightning bolt down every round.
I know, and that's what I intend to do.
Druids, man, sick.
Druids are fucking the best.
Stop trying to fight shit. Like, yeah, you can fuck them up.
15, half of 15 is...
15.
7 and seven. A half.
15 in
Come
one.
Come on, mate, round them up.
Bolt.
7 damage.
So what?
You no, you're supposed to... 3.5, you round down.
What?
You always round down.
Why do you... Well. Why do you
with
punch
one exception.
Things?
I've got
you
the
finest spirit.
I'll let the listeners try and find out.
This. Magic feels wrong. Fighting feels right.
You're correct. Husfirma pride.
And now it's the ghoul's turn.
Will this undead abomination drag one of our heroes to an early grave? Gosh, I hope so. Find out next time on Husfirma Pride, a D&D is for Nerds adventure.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
The link's on our website, sanspantsradio.com.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.